My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto Metropolitan University Student Union is currently petitioning for their Better Bathroom campaign, having started on September 11th. They have outlined four major changes they wish to see implemented to improve washroom accessibility and safety. 1. More all-gender and single-stall bathrooms in every campus building. 2. Safety buttons and features in every bathroom stall. 3. Universally accessible bathrooms in every campus building. 4. Quality of life improvement. I spoke to Sam DeFranco from the TMU Student Union regarding this campaign. We spoke about how the campaign came to be, and we also go over their four main points in greater detail and expand on them. CJTM reached out to TMU for comment for this story. We have yet to hear back. And I'm here with
Sam DeFranco.
And Sam, you work at the Student Union, is that correct?
I do, yes, in the Center for Safer Sex and Sexual Violence Support.
So recently, the TMU Student Union has started their Better Bathrooms campaign.
Yes.
So what exactly is that?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of different things, I'd say. We're kind of focusing on trying to improve the bathrooms in general on campus through a couple different avenues, I'd say. Basically, we want to improve the bathrooms in terms of like accessibility, in terms of like cleanliness and safety, and in terms of making sure they're, you know, accessible to people of all genders. And we want to do that by both improving the currently existing washrooms and changing policy so that when we create new buildings, there is kind of this standard for what a washroom should be like.
So what exactly are the issues currently that TMU is facing with the washrooms?
Well, from what we've been hearing from students, there are a lot of serious concerns, especially like in Care Hall. A lot of times the bathrooms are in dangerous areas, so down like a little tiny hallway in the middle of nowhere. And then when you finally do get there, there's like a single light bulb hanging from the ceiling, or there's stuff all over the floor. Students find needles, students find the accessibility buttons don't work, right? Like all of these things that should be in place and aren't. There should be kind of a safe place near where you are in class to go to the bathroom. And a lot of times that isn't true, right? The SHE building has one male washroom for the whole building. A lot of buildings have no all-gender washrooms. Like, all of those things cause serious issues for students.
With some of those issues, how many of those have you encountered yourself?
I mean, I have never been a student here, so I'm lucky enough that I don't tend to run into it because I spend a lot of my time in the SCC where the buildings are. Bathrooms are pretty nice, actually, but definitely if we're like tabling in Care Hall, we will leave the building sometimes to go to the bathroom because it's like, I don't want to be near those. Like, I don't want to go down that hallway. If it's in between classes, like, it's not safe a lot of the time.
So what exactly makes it a washroom not safe?
I think generally, like, a washroom isn't safe when it feels like at any time there's an environment where something dangerous could happen. So if you are down this deserted hallway where no one would ever hear you, like, that's just not safe in general in any circumstance, regardless of whether it's a bathroom or not. If there's, you know, a bunch of liquids on the floor, that's like a slipping hazard. If there's needles places, that's a hazard, right? Like, we should be having places where needles can go so people aren't throwing them on the floor if people are going to use our bathrooms for like injection purposes, right? Like, we should be thinking about those things and being proactive to keep them safer.
So what buildings don't have a all-gender washroom?
Most of them. Like, quite a few have maybe one or one hidden away, but we went through over the summer and we did like a full mapping of the bathrooms, and we found that there were buildings across the board where even if they had one all-gender bathroom, it would be like a 15-minute walk away, or it was locked. A lot of the times, like, you have to call someone to request a key to the all-gender bathroom, right? Like, that seems so excessive and unnecessary when we could just have washrooms that are available for people that need them.
And these all-gender washrooms that you apparently need a key for, what did they look like on the inside?
A lot of the times they're just like a single stall bathroom. It's nothing different, right? Anyone could use that bathroom. And a lot of times all gender washrooms aren't even just used for like a trans or non-binary student. They're used by a single father with a young daughter. They're used by someone in a wheelchair who needs an attendant who's maybe a different gender identity than them. Right? They're used by someone who's breastfeeding. Like, they just need a bigger washroom space that is available to anyone. And we should just generally have those in buildings and in spaces just to make life easier.
One of the goals that has been listed on the
Student Union website regarding this campaign is to include safety buttons and features in every bathroom stall. Yeah. So what exactly does that entail?
A huge thing that students are concerned about is that they're feeling, if they're feeling unsafe in this bathroom, right? First of all, it's really hard to, if you're around someone that you don't feel safe with, to bring out your phone and dial security and say, hello, I don't feel safe. That's going to escalate a situation immediately, right? Same thing with if there is a single panic button, which a lot of them don't have any, but if there is one, it's in the general area. So you're out there, you're washing your hands with somebody and you're like, oh, I don't feel safe. I'm gonna run across the room and hit this panic button and it might take security 10 minutes to get there. Like, we want people to be able to lock themselves in a stall if that's where they feel safe, to hit a button and to stay there until they feel like they are now in a safer environment. Like, that just seems a more useful strategy than having security walking around more outside of the buildings where they're never gonna see if somebody feels unsafe in a bathroom.
How many students come to the student union and bring these type of issues up to the union itself?
I would say pretty regularly, especially last year when we had those incidents in Care Hall, people would come to my office and to the union in general and say, I don't feel safe. I don't know how to walk around this campus and feel okay. Like, people would come and state that they wanted our support with that. And, you know, the only solution that the university seemed to find was increased policing and security presence, which we know doesn't actually really help with those types of incidents. So we wanted to ask for there to be better solutions that would actually address the problem that students are having.
If you could just quickly go over the incident from last year at Care Hall.
Yeah, so last year there were some sexual violence that occurred inside of washrooms in Care Hall. As I've said, they are very secluded, right? And I will say that most of the time, it's not stranger danger that is the issue. Like, most sexual violence does happen with somebody that you know, but when you're in more dangerous areas, that just creates an opportunity for people that do want to do something violent, right? So we want to just have bathrooms where there isn't that opportunity, where they are a lot safer and where there are solutions in case.
Moving on from the safety features of it, the next goal that has been listed out is to have universally acceptable bathrooms in every campus. And you mentioned changing policies so that way everything is built universally. So what is universally acceptable or accessible washrooms?
Yeah, so we want washrooms where basically anyone could be able to use them. There's always going to be a wheelchair button that works. There's going to be a bathroom that anyone could use. And especially, like, if you want a really safe and you want a really good washroom for anyone, it's a bunch of stalls with floor-to-ceiling doors with a sink in them and a toilet. It just has to be a place where anyone can use the bathroom, where you don't have to be around other people in an unsafe way, where you can lock the door, where no one can see through a crack or underneath or whatever it is, right? If we just build bathrooms as, like, single stalls, then everybody can use them, everyone will feel safe. It just seems like a smarter strategy than what we're currently doing.
It sounds like for the universally accessible washrooms, that seems to be mostly a retread back onto the safety features installed. When it comes to accommodations for people in wheelchairs or people who have some type of mobility issue or need a walk or anything, are there any other features that would be included in that universal design?
Yeah, well, part of it is, like, having them be a bit of a bigger space, or having at least one option that is a bit larger, right? And again, a lot of the time it is about that kind of gendered aspect, right? So it's about, if you have a carer or a friend who's with you, who's helping you, and they are a different gender than you, they can't go into the washroom with you, right? Or people will report it being unsafe. Those panic buttons are also really good for if you fall, right? If you're using a walker and you fall because the washroom is wet sometimes, and, like, now you're on the ground, if there is a button nearby that you can press, that then you can get support, right? Maybe you're not close enough to a phone, or maybe you don't have signal, or whatever it is. All of these things just combat problems. Like, they're not going to cause more harm. They're just going to help people that are maybe different from what the average student experiences.
So the last point that was also listed are quality of in life improvements. So what are these improvements?
Honestly, like, this can be a wide range of things. We're trying to allow students the chance to say exactly what they want those quality of life improvements to be. We've had students talking about, you know, the idea of if there are going to be like male identified bathrooms, let's make sure that in those there are change rooms, there are like sanitary disposal things, right? Like, we want all of those stuff in all bathrooms, right? Different people, you know, have requested things like having a bidet maybe in a bathroom, right? Like, that's very normal in some cultures, and it can be a bit jarring if you're going to the bathroom and you're like, okay, well, now I don't feel clean, right? So it's just thinking about things where, hey, maybe someone's different than me would really appreciate these things in a bathroom. Let's put them in there.
What are, so you mentioned a few of them, like a bidet and whatnot, but what are some other, I guess, smaller quality of life improvements students have asked for?
Definitely just things like general cleanliness, making sure that, you know, there are ways to keep the bathrooms clean and things flushed. Maybe some automatic flushers would mean that they're flushed more. Maybe we make sure that there's both kind of paper towel and like an air dryer so that people can choose what they like, because some people, you know, really like one or the other. Just little things so that people feel more comfortable in washrooms, realistically.
So to implement all these goals that the student union has set out, how much would that cost exactly?
Realistically, we're not expecting the university to go renovate every bathroom in the school immediately. That's why the idea is to put this more in policy so that it's going forward, we're going to make bathrooms that are designed better. It actually doesn't cost that much more to have bathrooms that are better when you're first making them. Like, obviously, renovating costs a bit more, but if you're designing them right the first time, in the long run, it ends up being cheaper because you don't have to renovate them again all the time, right? We would like, you know, some money to be put aside for renovating the most horrific bathrooms, but I think that we should be prioritizing student safety and student concerns. Students really don't feel okay with those bathrooms in Care Hall. They're like, this is not a safe place to be. They will leave the building to go to the bathroom, or they're, you know, going through something dangerously not going to the bathroom for a long period of time. And I think that that should be a priority, maybe more than, you know, some of the things that we're putting money towards instead, right? Like, it's about priorities. And if that's what students are saying is a serious concern, we should be putting some money aside to renovate those worst of the worst.
And how exactly did this campaign come about?
So it really did start back in the spring with the Care Hall stuff. We very much wanted to find a way to address it. We didn't want to kind of just jump into things not knowing what students actually wanted and not knowing what would be the most beneficial. So over the summer, we really put some time into researching like what would be the most effective and talking to students and kind of putting together this campaign. And we have gotten this great response to it. So I'm glad that we kind of put that effort in.
This campaign started on September 11th, or the tabling at least started on September 11th, yeah, and continued to the 14th of September,
yeah,
all in 1 week. And you were outside tabling on the campus grounds. So how many students came by, do you know?
Quite a lot, honestly. We had hundreds for sure. We were very much just, we were sitting there and people would come up to us consistently over and over again. You know, if we said, hey, how do you feel about bathrooms? It was always, oh, they're terrible. Like, we want to improve them. We got like hundreds of signatures. We got lots of people engaging with us. Even we had some students who were like, yeah, I saw this on social media, but I'm not too sure that I agree with you. Can you explain it to me? And every time we had a conversation with a student, by the end of it, they were like, yeah, like, that makes sense. And I don't think we ever had anyone who came up to our table that by the end of it didn't think something should be done, something should be changed. Because even if they only see those bathrooms in like Ted Rogers, by the end of it, when we talked about, hey, here's what other students are seeing, it was, wow, people deserve a safe place to go to the bathroom. It seems kind of common sense.
there's a petition for this, right?
Yes.
How many signatures do you currently have?
I probably should go and count them because we did it physically, but my estimation is between 200 and 300 at the moment.
And that was within the first week.
In those 4 days, yeah. People were already really interested. The plan is to kind of keep going. We've got quite a few more ways of building it up and increasing those signatures and increasing awareness so that when we are kind of presenting this full plan to the university, we can kind of show where the support is and what exactly students want, because we want to present it as what students actually want and have told us, not what we think students want.
And how important is that, getting the students' opinion rather than the union's opinion?
I think it's incredibly important, right? Like, the union is largely made up of students and people who do have students' ears, right? Like, a lot of our executives spend most of their time talking to students to try and figure out what's going on. But in general, we are just a collective of, you know, a couple dozen people, and there are 40,000 students that go here, and different faculties and different kind of groups of students, I think, have different needs and different opinions. And definitely just in doing that tabling, we found some things that students wanted that, you know, I hadn't thought of or my team hadn't thought of. And we said, yeah, that's a great thing. Let's add it to the list. And that's what I want to do. I want to make sure I'm bringing forward what students actually want. That's the key of a good student union, really.
So that's actually all of my questions. Do you have any final comments you'd like to leave off on?
I guess just that I hope that the students kind of will tell us how they feel about this. Let us know if you like the campaign. Let us know if there's something else you want added to it, if there's something you want changed, if you have ideas. We want you to be part of it, really.